We're on Test Zion Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Yeah, three or four words from the end. Tanya, we have a brisa. Beis Shammai Umrin. Beis Shammai say, Gimel Kisois Hain. There are three groups. L'yom Hadin, for the day of judgment. So Rashi says this is the day of judgment. This is Techias Hamesim over here. Okay, we did Rosh Hashanah, now this is Techias Hamesim. Achas shel tzadikim gemurim. Right? Va'achas shel rishoyim gemurim. Va'achas shel beinonim. Okay. Tzadikim gemurim anichtovim v'nechtovim la'alta. Okay, but the difference of it not, is not l'chaim, it's l'chai oilom, for eternal life. Okay, rishoyim gemurim anichtovim v'nechtovim la'alta, immediately l'gehenom. Okay, now we're going to bring a pasuk that proves both the tzaddikim and the rishayim. This pasuk is going to prove now from this, right? Shinema, the rabbim, and many meshene from the sleeping of the admas ofra, from the dirt of the dirt, basically the ground. Yeah, yokitsu, they will wake up. Sounds like tchias ames over here. They're getting up from the ground. Yeah, eila l'chay oilams. These are for eternal life. This group. And the other group, the Eila, and these ones, l'charofois is for shame, l'diron oilam. L'diron oilam means, I looked in the article, it said, it's everlasting abhorrence. Yes, okay. So that was the, now, next one, beinonim. Okay, yordim l'gehenom. They go to Gehenom for a little bit. A second, right? A metzaf tefin, right? And then they cry out to Hashem. Right, v'oilin, and then they go up. So they just have a quick flying visit to Gehenom, and they cry out to Hashem, and Hashem takes them out. Okay, shenema, v'havesi es hashlishis, and I will bring the third group, right, over here, bo'esh, into the age of fire of hell, v'tzaraftim, and I will purify them, kitzroif, like the purification, es a kesef of silver. Ubechantim means I will refine, kivchoin like the refining, esazov, of gold. Basically, it's going to be a purification process. Who, yikra, this person who's going through this, yikra bishmi, in my name, va'ani ane, and I will answer him, oisoy, him. End of pasuk, fine. So Hashem's going to answer him, he's going to take him out, and we're going to prove this from Chana. But Leyem, with them, Omra Chana, Chana said this, I think after she got Shmuel, as a song, Hashem Mamis, Hashem kills Umachaye, and he brings to life. Moirid, Sho'il, he sends people to hell. V'yal, Sho'ol. Right? And then V'yal, and he brings them out. So you see over here that Hashem brings them out. So that's the Beinonim. So according to Beis Shammai, the Beinonim, basically, that's what we're focusing on. They go into hell for a very short time. They cry out to Hashem, and Hashem takes them out. But they do go to hell for a short time. Now, Beis Hillel is going to disagree with that. Beis Hillel and Reim, they say, right, we're talking about the Beinonim over here. Beis Hillel is going to take issue with that. It says, V'rav Chesed. It says, it has as much loving kindness. Yeah, what does that mean? Is matter, he inclines Kalapi towards the Chesed. Meaning, even though the 50-50 is gonna, get, look a bit more like 51-49. And basically, and so, if that's the case, they're not even gonna go to Gehenom. Right? According to Beis Hillel, these 50-50 guys. If they're gonna make the 50-50 guys 51-49. No, but it means if you're basically there, okay. you're nearly there, right.
The question is, what does din is after they already had their individual din before? And they already
no, so that's what we said. This is talking about Tchias Amesim over here.
Right, so it's a different type of din. So they already had Schar Ba'onish.
Yeah, you did. So Tosha says that. It sounds like, over from the study, correctly, it's like the second chance. You know what I mean? Let's say somebody kind of failed or whatever. So maybe it was originally Russia, and then he got to Beinonim. I don't know. We have to look into that. But there's a choice. Just look at the bottom choice over there. Talks about it. Okay.
There's one judgment made at the end of your life. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else you can do about it.
Right. Because we know Yisurim is a kapara. So if a person had a negative judgment, so he could have had a kapara. Over there was many.
In the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Just makes
Yeah, I think that's what I think that's what Tosfos says. Okay, v'aleihem omer David, and David said about these people, ahavti ki yishma Hashem, I love that Hashem, eskoili, right, he heard my voices from Hallel, yeah, the full one, but, yeah, v'aleihem omer David, call a parasha kula, that whole paragraph over there, so Tosfos brings out, because the next post, one of the posts over there, it says over there, it says, fafuni chavali mevis, and then we're surrounded by the bonds of death. Basically, you know, it looks like it's going to be death. However, it says back into the it says Deloisi. Deloisi means he will either there's two explanations. Either is poor in mitzvahs. Dal means poor, as we saw, right? He's poor in mitzvahs. And nevertheless, Hashem is going to save him. Or alternative, Deloisi means to lift up. He's going to schlep him out of Gehenna, meaning he's not even going to go there. He's going to be like dangling over, but he doesn't go in. But he's going to schlep him out. V'li Yehoshia. And he's going to save me. Now, that was the bane on him. Now, Poishi Yisrael Begufon. These sinners, which we're going to explain what this is, right? The wanton sinners of Yisrael Begufon in their bodies. Whatever that means, yeah? Upoishi Umos Oilom. And also the sinners, the wanton sinners of the Goyim. Begufon. So what's their din? Yoidem Le Gehonom. They go to Gehonom. And they get judged in it, Yud Beis Chodesh, for 12 months. La'acha Yud Beis Chodesh, after 12 months, yeah, gufan kala, the bodies are disposed of, the nishmosan nisrefes, and then nishamas, sounds pretty bad over here, are burnt, yeah, the ruach mefazroson, and the wind blows their, you know, the dust of them, the ashes, tachas, underneath the kapois is the soles of the ragli tzaddikim of the feet of the tzaddikim. Shenema, but asoisem, I think I looked in the back means that you'll trample. So the tzaddikim will trample rishayim, the rishayim. Ki you, because they will be ether, there will be ashes, tachas underneath the kapois, the soles of raglichem of your feet. Avow. So that's not the worst though, but it could get worse for some people.
We're all going to explain it.
And it's not so clear over, yeah. This sounds really bad. It's going to get more makeup on this, according to Basil. Let's get it right. Yeah. Okay. Aval. However, this is worse, but just don't be in this category. The minim, whatever, be Korsim or whatever, or do over Zoro, whatever. Vahamasoiro is the people who, hand over people to negative things, but Apikorsim, the heretics, Shekofru b'Torah, were kofar in the Torah. Yeah, thank you. And they deny the kofru b'tchias amesim. They deny the tchias amesim. The shapirshu, and they separated midarchi tzibor from the good tzibor. They started doing their own thing. Yeah, the shenosnu. We're going to explain these things. The shenosnu. They placed Chitaschem, their fear, Be'eretz Chaim, in the living world. The Gemara is going to explain that. Yeah, v'shechotu, and they sinned, v'shechtiu, and they caused other people to sin, as the rabbim. Kegoin, and we're going to bring it back, so like Yerovam ben Novat, who's a famous person who's king, v'chaveirov, they haven't got chelik lomba, yeah, yoredim l'gehenom, they're going to go to gehenom, v'nidoidim ba, Ladori Doris, they're going to be judged for many generations. Shinemo, say Yetsu v'Yetsu v'Ro'o. They will go out and they will see b'figre the corpses of the Anashim. Apoishim be the ones who sin with me. The Goyma, and it says Gehenom Kala. Gehenom is going to end. It's going to stop, you know, be shut down. V'Hein Einim Kolim, and they're not going to be for eternity. They're going to be suffering. Shinemo v'Tzuraom. And they're basically their form, livalois, will like wear out, will outlive, how you say this, Sheol?
The grave.
The grave, the death, which is hell. So basically they will outlive hell. Yeah? V'chol kach lama, and why is this so serious? What did they do? Mipnei sheposhtu, that they put their hands against me, they sinned, yedeihem bezvul, with regards to zvul. What is zvul? Shenema mizvul loy. Mizvul lo is the end of the pasuk, which basically said that their forms will outlive hell. Yeah, it was mizvul. It says ve'ein zvul. What is zvul? Ela beis hamikdash. That's the beis hamikdash. Shenema Bona Benisi, I built a base of all the base of Mikdash, Lucha Hashem. But Aleyam, Rechona said about them, yeah, Hashem, basically, it's feel, she says Hashem, Yechatsu Mirivov. They should be basically crushed or shattered his enemies. But it's really Hannah davening. So, the baby is saying, was Hashem, your energy should be crushed.